This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, more than 160,000 people have died from the coronavirus, almost two-thirds of them in Europe, the continent hit hardest by the virus. There are a total of 2.3 million confirmed cases. In the United States, the country with the most reported deaths, more than 39,000, have died, followed by Italy, Spain, and France. Some countries worldwide are wrestling with when and how to ease restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus amid rising unemployment. Spain, which imposed one of the strictest lockdowns in Europe in mid-March, announced it will start easing restrictions on children. Medium-risk businesses in Iran's capital of Tehran could open Monday, according to the country's president. Iran allowed some low-risk businesses in the capital to reopen Saturday. Health experts have criticized the reopening of the economy. In the United States, 17 governors, whose states are home to about half the country's population, have joined one of three regional pacts meant to smooth the eventual reopening of their economies. Adding to the pressure are protests against stay-at-home orders organized by small government groups. The daily increase in coronavirus deaths in the United States state of New York has dropped under 550 for the first time in over 2 weeks as hospitalizations continue to decline. A new unique bright spot in COVID-19 news is happening in New York for those looking for something to celebrate. The state is untangling some red tape around weddings. With many marriage bureaus closed, New Yorkers will now be able to get marriage licenses online and tie the knot via video. This is VOA News. Sunday, Mozambique expelled one of Brazil's most wanted criminals, an alleged drug lord who has been on the run for two decades. Authorities say Gilberto Firmino Aparecido dos Santos left on a Brazilian Air Force plane in the dead of night with dozens of police officers on board. He was arrested on Monday in an international sting operation that included agents from Brazil, Mozambique, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Dos Santos is the alleged leader of an organization considered to be Brazil's top criminal gang. A fire ripped through one of Greece's largest migrant camps, leaving many people without a place to live and widespread damage. Officials say it all started after the death of an Iraqi woman sparked unrest. The Migration Ministry secretary said the blaze at a camp on Chios destroyed the facilities of the European Asylum Service, a camp canteen, warehouse tents, and many housing containers. A court session was held Sunday in Tehran's Revolutionary Court in the trial of Fariba Abdelkas, an academic detained in Iran. She is a specialist in Shiite Islam and a research director at Sciences Po University in Paris. She's accused of propaganda against the system and colluding to commit acts against national security. Her lawyer says the two-hour session was satisfactory, and he expects a decision within a week. The UN Human Rights Office reports scores of civilians are being killed, wounded, and abducted in worsening inter-ethnic violence between the Hema and Lendu, Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province. More than 150 people have been killed in two territories in Ituri province since early March, raising the number of civilian deaths this year to more than 200. The agency says attacks by Kodeko fighters, a militia tied to the Lendu ethnic group, have escalated against the Hema people after their commander was killed March 25th by the DRC military. A UN human rights spokesman says their aim is to, quote, inflict lasting trauma on the affected populations, forcing them to flee and so gain control over the territory, which is rich in natural resources, end quote. The UN Human Rights Office called on authorities to strengthen the presence of security forces in the region and urges officials to thoroughly investigate alleged abuses and human rights violations. Australia is demanding transparency from China in a proposed international investigation into the origins and spread of COVID-19. The call for a thorough global review of the crisis has been supported by Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister. There are now more than 6,600 cases of the new coronavirus in Australia, and 70 people have died from it. From Washington,